It's a very good morning to Jacqueline Magnay over there in London. And the English supporters are getting very, very excited. Jack, good morning.
Good morning, guys. They are. I mean, it's kind of a bit of a frenzy, really. You know, we've got everyone walking around wearing waistcoats, everybody chanting, "It's coming home," which is a refrain that harks back to 1996, I think, where, you know, there's this kind of enthusiastic embrace that football is actually coming home. It started as a little bit of a joke, and now it's just become more of a fait accompli as far as the English fans are concerned. They genuinely believe that the team will knock over Croatia and then perhaps take on France for the grand final, which will be on exactly when Wimbledon men's final is. And, of course, Nadal won, Federer won. It's just looking like those two could match up on Wimbledon centre court at the very time that the FIFA World Cup will also be happening. So there's a lot of sport action going on around here at the moment. But some news I can tell you about that's come out of FIFA, and it concerns the Socceroo fans during the first game when we played France in Kazan. And apparently some of the Socceroo supporters were chanting a homophobic chant. I think it's the same one that many other countries have been fined about, and FIFA wants to stamp it out. And they issued the Football Federation Australia with a secret warning. So they didn't tell anybody about this warning. They just told the FFA, and basically were told, keep your supporters in line. If it happens again, we'll take some money off you. And FIFA has fined several other countries for this, including Croatia. But quite interestingly, the fines for the homophobic chants are ranged to about $20,000. You know, Denmark got one, Croatia's got one. But one of the biggest fines that FIFA has handed down is against Croatia for advertising a beer that's not a sponsor, and they got a $70,000 fine for that. So there's a lot of interesting messages coming out of there from FIFA about what they consider to be particularly important.
Yeah, and there'll be a lot of backlash there if that fine does go through, because at the moment, Jacqueline, we're funding soccer in this country from the bottom up instead of from the top down, which means, you know, there's a lot of debate regarding the Socceroos and their wages that they got regarding the World Cup, between, you know, some 300,000 to up to 400,000. When you see some players, some of these other very multi-billionaire players are playing for less than 100,000 for their country. So it's a really big debate currently. Can I ask you about, there's no way the World Cup final's going to move. What are Wimbledon officials thinking about it? Because we don't want these two great sporting events clashing wherever you are in the world.
No, we don't. But Wimbledon has insisted that its schedule has been published for many years and it's going to stay the same and it's not going to change. I think they've got their head in the sands a little bit. They could have brought it forward by an hour. I don't think many of the players would mind too much if it was brought forward by an hour or two. And, of course, the broadcasters would be rubbing their hands in glee if that happened. So, but at this stage, nothing is going to happen. It's going to be a direct clash, and it's going to be... we just need two TVs, really.
If England win, Jack, if England go through to the World Cup final, I know what the supporters will be glued to, what sport, and it won't be the tennis.
No, it won't be the tennis. And I was at Wimbledon when they played the quarterfinal to get into the semi-final. And even then, it was really quite dramatic how every single journalist was watching the screen. No one was writing about the tennis or looking at it, going to a press conference. Yeah. It was just everything was to do with the football.
And you mentioned waistcoats. We should explain to some of our listeners and our viewers who might not know, but Southgate has become an instant hero, of course, across England. He's wearing that waistcoat, and they're selling like hotcakes, apparently. I wish I came up with that idea.
Yes, they've sold out. But one rather enterprising newspaper, you can now get a cut-out waistcoat when you buy the newspaper, so you can cut one out to
wear. How do they wear?
Jack, can I ask you this question then about Gareth Southgate? If he was to go on and win the World Cup, or even just to make the final of the World Cup, would he look to get into club coaching, or do you think he'd stick with coaching England?
He's already had a couple of offers to go and coach clubs, and obviously that would be very tempting with the big money and huge money on offer. So it's interesting because he brought those players through. It's a very young England side, and he's been with them for many years. He's seen them develop because he was with the junior ranks, seeing them come through. So he's nursed this team for several years now, and so it's very tempting to him to take the money and go to a club, but I think there is that heart over mind matter that he may end up staying as the national coach for some time to come. I mean, maybe he can do both.
No doubt.
Yeah, exactly right. He's certainly one of the young, fine coaches coming through, and he's had a lot of success with that England team, so he'd be in demand. What about Ferrari and Mercedes? What's happening with those two?
Well, it's been rather dramatic in Silverstone over the weekend. The start, Lewis Hamilton was on pole, got a very poor start. In the turn three, he was clipped from the back by Kimi Raikkonen, who is a Ferrari driver. It's the second race in a row that there's been clashes between the two sides. Lewis Hamilton was fuming afterwards. He believed that it had been quite deliberate, and he was talking about that Ferrari had been trying to get him out of the race. Of course, the race was won by the other Ferrari driver, Sebastian Vettel. There's been some development on that because after the race, Lewis Hamilton refused to. He sulked a little bit. In fact, he said he was exhausted, which is perhaps true because he came from being 17th after he was spun off the track to come through and finish second. But his Kimi Raikkonen's wife issued a tweet, Mintu Raikkonen, saying, "Cry like a baby, do ballet." So when the wives get involved, Laurie, you know, with football, you know, when some of the football wives get involved, it does tend to escalate things rather dramatically. So the Ferrari and Mercedes battle is not going to go away. They're obviously leading the competition, and they're battling it out on the track and also off the track.
Jacqueline, great to chat. Let's hope Wimbledon officials see some sense and can actually move that, because everyone wants to witness these two great sporting events not clashing at the same time. We thank you so much, and we love chatting.
Thanks, guys, and have a great game with the State of Origin. Wish I was there.